Hey guys, I haven't made an episode. I have not recorded an episode in a minute because a lot of things have been happening in my life. It's been some chaos, and I just haven't been in a podcasty mood. I've adopted another diet. I've done yet another 180. Unlearned so much that I have been learning and kind of reading up about and believing this and that. I've unlearned everything, and I've done a complete 180 and changed my diet again. And this time the main motivator, well, I think the same was probably like around the same motivation as before. Like I want to say weight loss and more energy and things like that. Basically, like, my new diet consists of it's a plant-based diet, but it's minus the oils. And so no animal products and no oils. It's the McDougal, Dr. John McDougal. It's his diet plan. Well, it's not his diet plan exactly. It's just like his whole concept of just like lowering the fats and the oils. So that was a diet that I was on a few years ago, before I started working at this job I'm working at now, at this grocery store. I was very small and petite. I gained weight after like working there for a while and eating like all this food because I fell off my diet. And I was looking at old pictures of myself. And let me just say, I'm very much sick of my family and of them telling me that I need to lose weight, and like them telling me that I need to go back to my high school weights, and that I need to be smaller, and that my bones can't support my body, and all this crap, and how I'm supposed to look to them. I just really hate when people fixate on a certain image of me without asking for my permission. You know, I feel like it's weird because like I didn't ask, you know, I didn't ask you to like critique my body. I think that's very, very strange. But on my own, without their critique, I would have came to, you know, the realization that I do prefer myself at a smaller size, because it wasn't that I didn't, it's just I've been going through a lot with stress from like work and stuff. And now my stress has shifted from being work related to being like at home, and that's another story. But guys, life is hard. Life is hard. But yeah, I've went back to my old diet because it actually helped me lose weight very easily without much exercise and much effort, because I think a lot of my issues are caused from me just eating too much, and probably eating too much of the wrong things. And calories add up very fast. So minimizing calories from things like oils that are not needed in your food can make it a lot easier for you to not pack on those calories every single day, because you're eating sufficient calories from things that are not high calorie foods, and you're sustaining your energy because you're eating the foods that are going to allow your body to produce enough energy to not, you know, crash. And honestly, when I was eating animal based, I wasn't eating carbs, and that was making it very difficult for me to not feel like tired, like I'm gonna pass out, because protein I feel is not as important as I'm not gonna make any claims because I'm not a doctor, and I do a lot of 180s when it comes to diet. I'd be, you know, hippity hopping. So I'm just gonna say this: I believe at this point in time that I prefer to have more carbs and not fixate on one food group, because I don't think it makes sense to do that anymore. I know for a fact that there are certain foods that I am able to be satiated on and not feel hungry for, you know, hours. And I don't think it's protein. I think that protein, you know, it's obviously, I think protein is found in enough foods for us to not be worried about it. And I think that, and don't quote me on any of this, disclaimer again, because I don't want no one getting the ideas, be like, oh, I got that from Xiomara's podcast. Like, no, you heard it here, but hey, we're just talking, guys. I'm no expert. I'm taking bits and pieces of information as I'm going. I don't know anything. I'm a human being, guys, baby. But yeah, guys, I think carbs are great for my body. And let me just say my body, be very specific. No one take this information and run with it. But I think my body specifically loves like all types of carbs. I don't think I need a whole lot of anything, but I think I need the right amount of certain things. And like, guys, people, they'll say things like, oh, you're limiting yourself. Like you're putting restrictions, food restrictions. Hey. Some food restrictions are not bad for you. I think that sometimes you need to restrict yourself because you end up overindulging in the bad stuff that's causing disease and pain and all types of things. I think that certain things need to be restricted or avoided completely. And I think everybody's body might be slightly different depending on, like, you know, what they got going on. I'm not going to say one diet fixes all. I'm going to say it worked for me because I was looking at my old photos just from us a couple years ago, and I feel like I looked a lot younger because of the face and everything else. I was very petite. I was very tiny. I had like my pant size has increased so much, and my silly self went and purchased 2X pants. Because, like, I was, like, prepared to get bigger because I was eating food that was just making me gain weight. Or, like, I don't know what I've been doing, but I don't think it's been working out. And, like I said, I don't like when people critique my body. I feel like I like to come to conclusions on my own. But people decide to give me a time limit to do that. I don't appreciate that because I'm a person first. And I think that people like to step in and fix the problem when they don't see me fixing it like fast enough. And I'm just like, I'll get there when I get there, you know? Like, I don't need my family bombarding me with like their opinions and shit like that. But guys, I do recognize it. I think I've noticed it for a while. I look at old photos all the time of myself. I do want to get smaller. I do want to be small. I think I do look better small. I would admit that. But I want to be the one to figure that out, you know? I want to be the one to come to that conclusion on my own time. I have been stressed. You know, I'm a woman. I have hormonal changes. And I'm going through a lot. And there's a lot of information out there about health and what to avoid and what not to avoid. I'm wrong a lot. I make a lot of claims, which I shouldn't. But hey, everyone should know I'm not a doctor. But hey, everyone doesn't know that. That's why they say do your own research. But guys, I have books on literally everything, on literally every diet. And it's so confusing because I have books about vegetarian diets being bad for you. I have books about vegetarian diets being ideal for humans. I have books about starch solution. That's what I'm about to read. Like, I'm about to read that book. Like, not right this second, but like, that's the type of, vibes I'm on starch. But like, yeah, guys, there's so many books, so much information, so much dietary advice out there, and it's like you can get the wrong advice from anybody. You never know what the right advice is until it actually starts following that advice and ends up working for you. And then, you know, that's great, but sometimes people just don't know, and they'll do the research, and like sometimes, you know, I feel like it's hard to research these days because you can like find research to back up any claim, like literally anything. You can find research to back up any claim or anything you want to believe, whatever you want to believe. You can find a way to like make it make sense and then find an argument
to like explain this to other people. And it's like, that's scary, because you could be so wrong. You can be doing a huge disservice by telling people that this is good, this is good for you, you should do this, and it's like ends up not being good for you, like you shouldn't do this. But like now you're doing it, and you can all these other people to do it too, and like y'all are all going down like the same like rabbit hole, and it's like it's not a good rabbit hole, and you're like stuck, all of you just like blind leading the blind. That's scary. That's some scary stuff, guys. I would never want to be that believe, like that gullible to just believe what anyone told me. But yeah, guys, I'm just like going back to what worked for me in the past. I definitely gave it up because of the smell of chicken. Come on, like for a rotisserie chicken smells a little mate. It smells immaculate, guys. Like I was smelling all types of stuff. Working at a grocery store, you see so much food, you just want to give in. I'm not gonna lie, man. Like that stuff never made me feel good at the end of the day. Like meat tastes great. I've read like the literature. I've listened to the podcasts, the documentaries, whatever, the videos on YouTube. I think there's a lot of those though. I think there's a lot of videos. There's a lot of videos on YouTube, first of all. And there are a lot of people that do a lot of things and swear up and down. It works for everybody, but like, no, it doesn't work for everybody, because I just don't see myself not being able to have my rice, my potatoes, my corn, my beans. I love beans. Like, guys, you know what's so funny? You know what's so funny? I miss eating meat, right? But it's like, why is there always a trade-off? One or the other. Like, eat your meat or, like, eat your vegetables and stuff. Like, it's like one or the other. You have to basically pick, like, give up the thing that you don't need the most and like keep the thing that you love the most. Like I could probably give up at this point. I could probably say I prefer the rice and peas than the meat. Cause on that animal based stuff, it's like, you can't have like this, like low carb, the animal based diet. But the only carb that I could have was fruit. But at the same time, it's like, but I want to have like all my other carbs too. Like I want to have the starchy carbs, like cutting out, if I were to cut out anything, I'd rather give up the meat than to give up my rice and peas and like my potatoes and stuff like that, my plantains. And I feel like that's just really like, that's how I know that I'm not really on that animal like carnist diet mentality right now, because I realized that like these are the foods I'd rather keep. If I had to pick and choose, if I really had to pick and choose, like, what to restrict and what to throw out of my diet, like, nah. It don't be the meat, it be the gravy, and it be the rice and peas, okay? It be the starch, all the starchy stuff, all, like, the... I like the vegetation more because I just feel like I like a nice variety. I think there's ways to create texture for food if you really want like a meaty texture. I like the mushroom. I like the shiitake mushroom. I like the oyster mushroom. Like, guys, I do be missing the meat though. After a while, I do be missing the meat. I'm missing my chicken. But I can't lie and say that I have ever just like not felt sad from leaving my vegetarian, you know, my vegetarian lifestyle, my vegetarian food. I've always come back to that for a reason. I've always gravitated back to that type of diet because, like, I feel like it's really what makes me love food and treat it, like, the way that I want to treat it, like, in a healthful way. I've never felt like... The only diet that I went on that involved like meat and animal products that made me want to be healthier was like the animal-based stuff. Like the omnivore diet makes one eat everything. But it's so funny because like an omnivore diet is really just like meat and fruits and vegetables. Like it's really like a whole food, animal and plant-based diet together.
But I think people misconstrue that, and they think that they're supposed to, like, involve, like, all these other types of foods. It may not be, like, great for them. But, like, whatever.
I feel like when you take stuff out, it's when you start to, like, take better care of your health, because you start to be more mindful of what you're eating altogether. So, like, the animal-based diet, it was good because I wasn't eating a lot of processed stuff, and I was paying attention to, like, what I was putting in my body and stuff like that. But at the same time, I really just feel like I love food a lot more when I have that stuff taken out of my diet, all the animal products and stuff like that. I realized I was drinking milk. Well, not drinking milk, but I was, like, putting it in my, my protein shakes and in my cereal. And I know I say, like, I don't think foods that cause mucus is needed for, I think mucus is necessary to be, like, in your body, but not, like, a lot of it. Like, I'm sure, like, all like types of foods, I think, naturally produce mucus in the body. Correct me if I'm wrong. They say that, like, a lot of foods are, like, really, like, heavy mucus causing, like, milk and dairy products. But I was gonna say, I was, like, feeling a little stuffy. I didn't attribute that to the milk, but I was, like, questioning, like, huh, maybe I'm, like, taking in too much of this stuff. So, like, it made me have the idea to, like, maybe switch back to, like, a soy milk, which I did. I actually went to the Jamaican store this morning, and I was trying to get some soy milk. I thought they had, like, the individual, like, pouches, like, juice pouches, like, you know, little containers of soy milk. But they didn't have it, so I had to go to Publix, and I didn't get from Publix, actually, because it was, like, $3. I was like, eat, skirt. And, yeah, like, I just ended up going to another store because I had to take a trumpet that I hadn't played in, like, a decade, to this music store. And I was donating it because I wasn't going to play it. And I was like, hey, can you, like, fix this up for free and give it to somebody? Like, I would pay to do it, but it's not for me, you know, because I'm like, I'm not going to pay for that. Like, take this, fix it, and give it to somebody else, because, you know, I didn't want to have to pay for it and I don't play it and it rusts over. Like, that's dumb. Like, you fix it and you give it to somebody else. Thank you. Thanks. Cause, like, I don't like stuff to sit around. I'm not gonna use it. That's stupid. That's really dumb. It's, like, a waste of space, you know? So, like, yeah. Yeah. That was a long pause. Jesus, okay. This is the downside of these impromptu podcasts is, like, I'm talking by myself, so I'm having to come up with ideas of what to, like, say next by myself. I'm not bouncing anything off of anybody. Cut me some slack. I'm just kidding. Oh yeah, cut me some slack. guys. It's nighttime right now, and I'm in my car. I'm, like, a little scared because, like, I'm outside by myself, and it's dark. Stalk out here, but, like, you guys can keep me company, right? The audience that totally exists. Yeah, I imagine it's a lot of you viewing and watching my podcast. It's like manifestations. Anything that you heard me say before today's podcast, just know I was talking out of my booty hole. I meant nothing. Just kidding. I meant it at the time. You know what's funny? Sometimes I'd be like, you're a fraud. How dare you praise animal fats and lard and tallow and bacon grease one day and the next day say, oh, I'm a vegetarian, guys. I'm a vegetarian.
Don't eat that stuff. That's crap. That's garbage for your body.
But like before, that's not what you said last night.
You know what I mean? It's like you constantly are like changing your viewpoint. When you are someone who constantly like wants to learn and change your views on things and change your perspectives, it honestly, like, it's so hard to do that without feeling like people are looking at you like you're like you just be hippity hopping and you never like stand on business, you know? Like you say one thing and then you say something else. Like people think that you're just supposed to like remain in the same beliefs forever. Like you're never supposed to change your opinion or your stance. Like as someone who does it all the time, like I can honestly say like I think that it's necessary to do that when you need to do it. And I think that it's fine. I think that's like shows growth and, you're like basically just evolving yourself. You're always evolving and learning new things and unlearning old things. I think there's too much information out there to like say that it's not hard to be like easily swayed in all these different directions and then never ask questions, like ever, you know? Like, no, I'm going to ask questions and I'm going to try things. And then if it doesn't work, I'm going to try something else. But for now, like, based off of my my old body weight and based off of how I used to eat compared to, like, now, I really think this is a dietary change I need to make for myself. I really want to feel lighter on my feet and I just want my body to transform. Like, I just really want a big transformation. And I know it'll happen. I know it'll happen effortlessly. Because I actually know exactly how my body functions. And I know it's going to work the exact same way that it has in the past. Because it's worked every single time. Every single time I've cut out all animal products from my diet, I have lost weight effortlessly. And pairing that with the no oil thing. And eating balanced. And complete meals. And eating intentionally. And light exercise. I'm not even doing heavy exercise. Guys, my parents want me to work out every day. They sound super controlling, I'm sure. Like, if you're listening. They're not my biggest... My family is not my... My family's biggest fan right now. I'm so serious. To be completely honest. They're not my biggest fan. I mean, I'm not their biggest fan. They're probably not my biggest fan either. It's a whole shebang. Whole story. A bunch of shenanigans. But that's what you're here for, right? You're here for more shenanigans. And I bet you've been waiting for more shenanigans for, like, a minute. Because I haven't made a podcast, like, in a minute. I keep saying podcast. I mean, podcast episode. I have not recorded an episode in a long time. Up until today. Man. It's been a roller coaster ride. I'm not even going to get into it. Like, I know this whole concept is supposed to be like a diary. But, guys... This is like a lot, heavy load. Also, I'm embarrassed and like ashamed, and yeah, I'm like human and imperfect, and but you don't know, even you don't need to know how imperfect. Guys. But gosh, what was I even saying? Yeah. Definitely. Definitely need to go back and backtrack and evolve and be better, you know, so that I can. Oh, I was talking about the effortlessness of weight loss, because like I'm a unicorn. No, honestly, just because I am an example of like tried and true. I tried a lot of things and learned them to be true for me specifically. I can't speak for everybody, though. They say Dr. McDougall does say that his diet is like the best for humans. Maybe. I think that you just got to follow it, right? I think you just got to know what you're doing. I think with little effort and little time management, I think it could be done. I just think that maybe everyone doesn't have time or everyone doesn't have the means. But the thing about it is, this is actually a very affordable, cheap diet. That's what I love about it, because I'm actually trying to save money. That's really, you know, that's exactly the reason why, though, that I've adopted this diet again. I actually completely forgot. I'm actually supposed to be spending as little money as possible. I don't know if I've been doing great, but my total March spending has been like within my allotted budget, which I feel like I probably set too high, but we'll tweak that. This whole month, I'm trying not to spend like hardly any money. So we'll see how that goes. I'm not going shopping anymore these days, so it's really all food related. But the dumb thing about it is a lot of my expenses go to food, and I still manage to spend a lot of money because I see food and I just buy it. And I don't think about the food I have at home. That's the problem. I got to start saying there's rice at home and eating them potatoes. Yeah, these Madougal people, they're saying that eat potatoes and like that's it, like potatoes and water. I'm like, what about the juice? What about the oranges? What about the bananas? That's my problem, bro. That's like why I'm gonna be like having the hardest time like saving, because I'm always like, what about the this, what about the that? And it's like potatoes and water would save me so much money. I can buy a bag of potatoes and it'll last me like maybe 2 weeks. Let's say like it's a big bag and I eat like 2 potatoes a day. It lasts me like at least a week and a half. I'm not trying to live off potatoes alone, but I'm just saying it's so cheap of a diet. The stuff that you add are like add-ons. Like when you go on Amazon and you have everything you need in the cart, but you're like adding on items to like so you can get free shipping. That's exactly what this diet reminds me of, because like if you can live off the potatoes and like the rice and like beans and stuff, like that's all you need, right? But like just to like add a little extra, you can get like some oranges, some apples, and like it's not gonna hurt to like get the free shipping. So you do that. Isn't that so funny? But yeah, I think this is a doable diet, because like I do love everything in this diet. It's just hard that it's gonna be hard to not cook with oil though. But at the same time, I do like the idea of not having to spend the extra money on the oil, because if I don't need it, and oil is not really cheap anymore, so I'm actually proud of that idea. I was kind of concerned because I didn't know how I was gonna be able to have a sandwich, because on this diet it's no oil, so like there's oil in bread, right? So I'm like, dang, so can't have bread. But I found some bread, and it's Ezekiel bread, and I've always hated that kind of bread because it tastes super healthy. I don't like things that taste too healthy, because like a lot of things that taste healthy just don't really taste the greatest. But I'm gonna give it another go. And also that bread is really expensive, but I don't have to have bread, but I like bread, so I might have to give that a go, because I don't really have any other bread that doesn't have oil. So like it's expensive, right? But at the same time, it's like I do have the extra coins to spend on it if I'm not buying all the other stuff, so like technically it'll all balance out. I just don't have to have it all the time. A lot of stuff that is expensive is not meant to be eaten all the time. I think that's a theory, completely based off of theory, because this I didn't never read that anywhere. I just came up with that idea because I'm like, I'm not gonna buy, like that's like why red meat is so expensive, or like steak specifically, like the New York strip steak. That's another theory, don't quote me on this, but I think that it's really expensive because it's not like an everyday thing, it's like an occasional thing. But like these carnivores and these animal-based people, they want to eat steak every day, and I'm just like, it wasn't meant for that. And I don't know how people are doing this every day, but that sounds like crazy expensive, and they're eating that with like butter, and it's like, but I'm sorry, where's the potatoes? Like, I need my carbs. I need my carbohydrates. I need my carbohydrates. I need it. Anyways, guys, I think I'm going to end this podcast here. I've been talking for 29 minutes about a bunch of mumbo jumbo. Also, I don't know if I'm going to create a whole new intro or not, but I'm not going to be posting on Sundays and Tuesdays anymore. I'm going to post whenever I feel like it. And I'm just going to pop up. You're just going to, like, see a random episode just pop up. If you're actually, like, tuned in to my shenanigans. And it can be, like, any day of the week. Because at this point, I might go on another hiatus. And you're going to be like, where is this lady at? And I'm going to be like, I'm going through it. Just know that's what I'm going to be saying without, like, actually vocalizing it. Because I'm going to be busy going through it. Just know, like, that's the reason why I've gone on another hiatus. But anyways, guys, tune in for next episode, whenever that's going to be. Just like I just said, it's no longer going to be on those specific days. Just, like, whenever. But stay tuned for more shenanigans if you want to hear about them. And you have just listened to CO's entry. Bye, guys.